You're listening to SBS News.
Originating in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, the novel coronavirus infection numbers and death rate are rising. Fears of a pandemic have spurred the Chinese government to temporarily shut down the city's transport system in a bid to quarantine Wuhan's population of almost 10 million. It's China's sixth largest city, and all outbound travel has been suspended, with flights and trains cancelled. Earlier, one of the last flights out touched down in Sydney. Most passengers and crew were wearing face masks, and those on board spoke of an 11-hour journey where no one, including the flight crew, took any chances.
I feel everything is normal, and every passenger in flight cover their mouths and use the alcohol wipes to do everything. I think it's really good.
Upon landing, passengers were met by biosecurity and health officials and handed a leaflet of symptoms. One passenger, Kevin Uyang, cut his business trip short to get out of Wuhan before the city was locked down.
I need to come here, come home and look after our kids.
Evan Zhu also came home early after a trip to Beijing, saying he felt unsafe.
A bit of scared, guaranteed, yeah, and I feel unsafe. And I fly back as soon as possible.
Sydney Airport has increased its biosecurity screenings, and all the passengers were cleared. But Australia's chief medical officer, Professor Brendan Murphy, says containing the virus won't be without its challenges.
The biggest challenge is finding people who may have come during an incubation period and developed the disease. If they do, it's not a big issue. As I said, we've got really good systems to quickly isolate, test and quarantine people.
At this stage, there have been no confirmed cases in Australia. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has cited the government's Smart Traveller website, urging Australians to reconsider their need to travel to Wuhan.
But I think it's important that we continue to get good information. We go about our normal course of business, but just being aware of those risks and to the extent they are there.
In Wuhan, local doctors say they are trying to stay strong as airports worldwide step up security measures. In the United States, one case of coronavirus has been confirmed, with potentially affected flights to be funneled through five American airports. U.S. President Donald Trump says the virus is so far under control in America.
We think it's going to be handled very well. We've already handled it very well. CDC has been terrific, very great professionals, and we're in very good shape. And I think China's in very good shape also.
After an emergency meeting in Geneva, the World Health Organization has delayed its decision on whether it should declare a global health emergency. Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the organization needs more time to reach a verdict.
There was an excellent discussion during committee meeting, but it was also clear that to proceed, we need more information.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS World News.